Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Acuity Brands Inc., ticker symbol AYI, listed on the NYSE. If you're looking to understand whether this lighting and building management solutions company is a solid investment for your portfolio, you're in the right place. We're going to cover everything from their financials to their valuation, recent performance, and much more. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited to learn, and let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Acuity Brands isn't a household name like Apple or Tesla, but it's a major player in the industrial sector, specifically in electrical equipment and parts. They've been around for over two decades, headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're focused on providing innovative lighting and building management solutions. Think energy-efficient LED lighting, smart building controls, and IoT-enabled systems. With a market cap of about $9.69 billion as of the latest data, they're not a small fry, but they're also not in the mega-cap territory. Today, we'll unpack their business model, financial health, and whether the stock is worth your attention in this ever-evolving market. Let's start with a proper introduction to Acuity Brands. Founded in 2001, Acuity operates through two main segments, Acuity Brands Lighting and Lighting Controls and the Intelligent Spaces Group. The lighting segment is their bread and butter, offering products like LED fixtures and controls for commercial, industrial, and residential spaces. Think office buildings, schools, hospitals, and even retail stores. Their Intelligent Spaces Group focuses on building management solutions, integrating IoT tech to optimize energy use and enhance building efficiency. They operate primarily in North America, but have a growing international presence. With over 3,200 employees and led by CEO Neil Ashe, Acuity is positioning itself as a leader in sustainable, smart infrastructure solutions. But how does this translate to financial performance and investment potential? Let's dig into the numbers. Now let's talk revenue. For fiscal year 2025, Acuity Brands reported total revenue of $4.35 billion, a significant jump from $3.84 billion in 2024. That's about a 13% year-over-year increase, which is impressive for a company in a relatively mature industry. Breaking it down by segments, their lighting business is the dominant driver, though exact segment figures for 2025 aren't fully detailed in the latest data. However, we do know that non-US revenue contributed $588.9 million in 2025, suggesting international markets are becoming a meaningful piece of the pie, about 13.5% of total revenue. This geographic diversification is a positive sign, reducing reliance on the US market. Looking at historical trends, revenue has grown steadily over the past 5 years, from $3.46 billion in 2021 to $4.35 billion in 2025, showing a compound annual growth rate of roughly 5-6%. Management has attributed this growth to innovation in LED products and strategic pricing actions, as noted in recent news from Zacks. But can they sustain this momentum? We'll explore that as we move along. Next up, earnings. Acuity Brands has shown solid profitability over the years. In fiscal 2025, they reported a net income of $396.6 million, down slightly from $402.6 million in 2024, but still healthy. Earnings per share EPS for 2025 came in at $12.85, compared to $13.68 in 2024, reflecting a minor dip likely due to higher costs or investments. However, looking at the longer term, EPS has grown from $8.44 in 2021 to $12.85 in 2025, a clear upward trajectory. Recent news from Zacks indicates that for Q1 FY26, analysts expect EPS to rise 12% year-over-year, alongside a 19% revenue increase. That's a strong signal of continued growth. Despite meeting expectations in their Q2 earnings, as reported by Fool.com, the stock took a hit, which suggests investor sentiment might be mixed or expectations were overly optimistic. We'll dive deeper into market reactions later. Unfortunately, I don't have a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the most recent quarter to share with you today. However, based on historical commentary and recent news, management under CEO Neil Ashe continues to emphasize innovation, particularly in LED and smart building tech, as key growth drivers. They've also highlighted pricing strategies to combat inflationary pressures, which aligns with analyst expectations for Q1 FY26 growth, as reported by Zacks. I'll keep an eye out for the latest call transcripts, and if anything significant pops up, I'll cover it in a future update. For now, let's move to the broader financial picture. Let's break down Acuity's financial statements to get a sense of their overall health. Starting with the income statement, gross profit margin for FY25 stood at an impressive 48.1%, showing they're effective at managing production costs. Net profit margin, however, is slimmer at 9%, which is decent but indicates there's room for operational efficiency gains. Moving to the balance sheet, as of FY25, Acuity had $422.5 million in cash and cash equivalents, down from $845.8 million in 2024, likely due to investment activities or debt management. Total assets grew to $4.76 billion from $3.81 billion, reflecting expansion or acquisitions. Their current ratio of 2.07 and quick ratio of 1.39 suggest good liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 0.33, indicating they're not overly leveraged. Finally, return on equity ROE is 15.5%, and return on invested capital, ROIC, is 11.96%. Both solid metrics showing they're generating decent returns for shareholders. Free cash flow for FY25 was $533 million, up from $555.2 million in 2024, demonstrating strong cash generation despite the net income dip. Overall, these numbers paint a picture of a financially sound company with room to grow. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of $360 per share, Acuity Brands has a trailing PE ratio of 24.36, which is reasonable for the industrial sector, but slightly higher than the sector average of around 22, based on broader market data. The forward PE for FY26 is more attractive at 15.91, dropping further to 14.46 by FY27, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to outpace the current price. Price-to-sales ratio is 2.2, which isn't cheap but aligns with a growth-oriented industrial firm. Enterprise value stands at $10.52 billion, factoring in debt and cash, giving a fuller picture of their market worth. Dividend yield is a modest 0.21%, so this isn't a stock for income-focused investors. Comparing to industry peers, their PE is lower than the electrical equipment and parts industry average of 180.22, which seems skewed by outliers, but it's still not a screaming bargain. Based on these metrics, Acuity appears fairly valued, with potential upside if earnings growth meets analyst forecasts. Let's move into a SWOT analysis to understand Acuity Brands' strategic position. Starting with strengths. Acuity has a strong foothold in the LED lighting market, benefiting from the global push for energy efficiency. Their financial performance, with consistent revenue growth and healthy margins, is another plus. Weaknesses include a relatively low net profit margin compared to top-tier peers, suggesting cost control could be tighter, and a heavy reliance on the U.S. market despite international growth. Opportunities are abundant. Think smart city initiatives, IoT integration in buildings, and sustainability trends that align perfectly with their product offerings. Threats include competitive pressure from both established players and emerging tech firms, as well as macroeconomic risks like supply chain disruptions or inflation impacting input costs. Overall, Acuity is well positioned, but they need to accelerate international expansion and operational efficiencies to stay ahead. Let's take a look at recent performance. Over the past week, AYI stock is down a steep 16.31%, and over the past month, it's declined 13.35%. The three-month performance isn't much better at -9.14%. However, zooming out, the stock is up 5.89% over 6 months and 3.1% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's delivered a whopping 166.08 return, significantly outperforming the broader industrial sector's 107.1% gain over the same period. This volatility in the short term could be tied to the recent earnings disappointment reported by Fool.com, despite meeting expectations. Technically, the stock is trading below its recent highs, and with a beta of 1.5, it's more volatile than the market. Short term, there could be further downside if sentiment doesn't improve, but long-term holders have been rewarded. Keep an eye on support levels around $300. If it holds, we might see a bounce. If not, $280 could be the next test. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if AYI is over or undervalued. I'm using a discounted cash flow DCF model for this, projecting future free cash flows based on historical data and analyst growth estimates. Starting with FY25 free cash flow of $533 million, I'm assuming a conservative growth rate of 5% annually for the next 5 years, aligning with their historical revenue growth and expected EPS increases. Beyond that, I'll use a terminal growth rate of 2.5%, reflecting long-term economic growth. Discounting these cash flows back at a rate of 8%, factoring in their beta and market risk, we can estimate the present value of future cash flows. I've also considered their current debt and cash positions to arrive at an equity value. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share for Acuity Brands comes out to approximately $380 compared to the current market price of $316. This suggests the stock is undervalued by about 20%, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. Of course, this assumes management executes on growth plans and macroeconomic conditions don't derail their progress. If growth slows or risks materialize, this estimate could be optimistic. But based on current data, there's upside potential here. So what's the final verdict on Acuity Brands? Let's wrap this up. AYI is a solid player in the lighting and building management space with strong financials, consistent growth, and a promising position in sustainability and smart tech trends. Their valuation looks reasonable, and my intrinsic value analysis suggests the stock is undervalued at current levels. However, short-term volatility and recent price declines are a concern, and their reliance on the U.S. market poses some risk. Analyst consensus, as reported by DefenseWorld.net, rates AYI a moderate buy with a 12-month price target that supports upside potential. For long-term investors, I think Acuity is worth considering, especially if you believe in the growth of smart infrastructure. Short-term traders might want to wait for a better entry point. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on AYI? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more deep dive analyses like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.